Next speaker is Stephanie Strathdee on developing and scaling up innovative technologies to impact global health. Stephanie.
Thank you very much. So continuing along with the theme, I think we're going to be acting local and thinking global for the next 7 minutes. With this presentation, let's see if I did this right. I have a number of people to thank that represent four different schools across the campus and also the Kwong Kong Institute. So the next question I want to ask everybody is why global health? So global health is really a unifying theme across this campus. There has been an emergence of new degree programs in response to students that are coming in that are not just asking for global health, they are demanding it. And we also have a geographic proximity to Latin America and the Pacific Rim, and growing membership of the Global Health Initiative, which I co-direct along with Josh Graf Zippen from IRPS. And so why a pilot grant program on global health technology? There's a number of different downstream funders that would be very responsive to a program such as this that would generate pilot data that could then go on and be ramped up. There are programs such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There is also the U.S. Department of State Office on Global Health Diplomacy, which has just been newly founded. And there are a number of commercial entities that allow us the opportunity for private-public partnerships. And we are proposing a thematic emphasis on global health technology because we really think it will bring people across the campus that are working at the edges of disciplines, as Kit pointed out earlier. It would strengthen our ties to nearby institutes and biotechnology companies. It would enhance fundraising opportunities. And really, it naturally leverages the strengths that we have across the campus. I have three short examples that I wanted to highlight. We've heard the earlier example about Todd Coleman's flexible tattoo. This is a program that responds to the fact that for people that are living with tuberculosis, the medication is delivered usually through directly observed therapy, which makes the patient have to come in every day to get watched by a healthcare provider. And Dr. Rich Garfine, who's in the Department of Medicine, along with faculty from the Department of Family and Preventive Medicine, Ramesh from the Qualcomm Institute, and now students from the Rady School of Management who are delivering and developing a business management system for this program, have taken this to a new level. This is a video based program and a smartphone that allows the patient to take a photo of themselves taking the medication, and then it in real time can be seen by a healthcare provider. So it really is a terrific model, and I'm very happy that it's now involving students from the Rady School of Management, because this really needs to be a student-centered institution, as the Chancellor mentions. A second example addresses the problem of point-of-care diagnostics, and this was alluded to along the first speaker's lines. Now, we have several different infectious diseases that can be occurring within an individual, such as hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, syphilis. And all of these have different diagnoses and different algorithms for delivering care. Patient goes away and may not come back to get treatment. Chip Schooley and colleagues from engineering, including a fellow, Dr. Aronoff Spencer, developed this immunoassay that is multiplexed. And in this system, that is called the MBio system, it actually feeds into this machine and tells you exactly how to respond to the patient. The last example is another technology that's been developed by Dr. Davy Smith, along with students in the engineering World Health. So we're connecting not just the students, but to the services that they're involved in. And they have developed a viral load device that's low cost, and it actually placed in the national competition. So this is a really other exciting innovation. And other examples we could go on. We've heard many of these today, so I'll skip this. But this is all part of a larger vision. This pilot grant program would really be responding to the previous chancellor had developed into a collaboratories type of competition. But our larger vision is to take what we already have, which is the UC campus-wide global health initiative, scale it up to an institute where we can actually have a coordinating body to help assist and grow up all of these types of activities, and to invest meaningfully in a couple of key partnerships that will make us competitive with other schools in the global health arena, and to also line these activities up with an FTE cluster. So we'll be responding to the call that was put forward recently, and also undertake a major fundraising campaign. So all of these similar themes you've been hearing would come together. I think many of the speakers that have already spoken have similar visions. And so this pilot grant program that we cooked up would address a health problem of global significance. It would propose research that would either develop, apply, or scale up a innovative technology. It would include a lower middle income country partner, and it would include faculty and fellows from at least three schools or ORUs. And we propose that it would involve at least one undergraduate or graduate student, for example, those in the global health minor, the global health major, the public health major. And we propose that the Global Health Initiative, which will hopefully be a Global Health Institute by then, which now has 415 members, and also already has ties to many different units across the campus, could serve as a coordinating body to launch this as part of a larger vision to make global health a focus and a unifying theme across the campus. Thank you very much.
They have to come together. I don't actually see another way around.
Absolutely. I think that your presentation in particular pointed out that right now these kinds of collaborations that we've spoken about are the exception and not the rule. And it is very difficult for faculty and students to find each other and to navigate through these different barriers and silos, that if we break them down and we engage students and fellows across programs and across schools, I think that we'll be able to really raise this to a new level. This is the strength of UCSD, as far as I'm concerned.
So I just wanted to ask about the undergraduate major, because they just started the public health one, which is already generating
Absolutely.
A lot of enthusiasm. Are you scheduled to start that? Like, is there a specific time you're going to start a global health one?
Well, there is already a global health minor, and a global health major is also being planned and is likely to be approved this spring. So there's a lot of actually synergy between the public health program and the global health program, because really public health is, you know, when you scale it up, it becomes global health. So right. I think the two are working in concert.
Thank you, Stephanie. That was a wonderful presentation. Before you step off, you, at the very tail end, not only did you show just the broad array of different organizations here on campus that are already connected in global health, but you mentioned that it's difficult to bring these groups together. So I wonder if you could suggest ideas about ways to bring people together. It's not quite the same as resources, but, you know, things that you found from your experience that are particularly helpful in this arena.
Right. Well, this pilot grant program would be just one example, because when you put money on the table and you tell people they've got to have three schools, they've got to have a student, they will find them because they're motivated. But I think the other challenge is that our Global Health Initiative, which is grassroots, campus-wide, is volunteer. It has not been funded for over 3 years now. And so the schools that really make a difference in global health have invested meaningfully in a number of key partnerships. They have institutes or centers, and we really think that this is a ripe time to do that, and that all of the people that have actually spoken earlier today are working along this similar theme, whether they realize it or not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.